third paragraph of Ksuvus Mishnah Dala. Hamafata noisin shloshin dvarim. If a person seduces a woman, convinces her to have relations with her, then he pays only three things. So oinus alba, if he did it against her will, then he has to pay an extra thing, the fourth thing. What does Mefata give? Mefata noisin boishes, he embarrassed her, upegam, he caused her to go down in value. It's a type of nezek, even though a person, she's not aimed to be sold as a slave, but if she would be sold as a slave, she would go down in value by the fact that she is not a besula. So you have to pay that amount, and also knas. Oines has to pay an extra fee for the tzar. If she was seduced, there isn't tzar. The tzar is when it's done against her will. So therefore, by a mefata, he doesn't have to pay the tzar, but oines has to pay the tzar, the pain that she had. Ma bin oines and mefata. Oines noisin is a tzar, mefata noisin is a tzar. That's the difference between oines and mefata. Number one is that the mefata does not pay the tzar. Oines noisin miyad mefata lichish yoitzi. Oines pays immediately, and mefata only pays after he decides not to marry her. Now the person was ma'anis a girl, he pays to her father the knas immediately, whereas the mefata is supposed to get married. If they get married, then he doesn't pay now, he pays only after termination of the marriage, or if he will not marry her. Was at the termination of the marriage, we'll have to pay her ksuva. If he doesn't want to marry her, then he has to pay the knas. Oines sheisa be'atzitzoi umefata im rotze lahoitzi moitzi. Sheisa be'atzitzoi means that he's required to marry her, and he's mechuyev to marry her, whereas the mefata, he's not required to marry her.